And now it's time to play Good Thing, Bad Thing. Because every story has a flip side. Now, you know you can buy just about anything you need on Amazon. Toilet paper, books, a waffle iron, sweatpants, so you continue shopping, right? You can do it right from your couch. And today, the company announced it's buying Whole Foods. But the one thing you can't buy on Amazon are prescription drugs. Earlier this year, the company hired Mark Lyons, who has worked in the healthcare and pharmacy industries, and this set off speculation that the online giant was looking into getting into selling prescription drugs. So, would Amazon as an online pharmacy be a prescription for disaster, or could it be a drug disruptor? My next guest is here to break this down. Ed Silverman is senior writer and Pharmalot columnist at Stat News. Welcome to Science Friday.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Has Amazon made any comments about their intentions to get into the pharmacy business?
They've been very low-key, actually. They're working behind the scenes pretty much to figure out what to do. I think it's something they've been looking at for a while, but I think they're taking their time. As you just mentioned, they're getting into food now in a much bigger way. So, but this is definitely on their radar.
Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about possible good news about this. You know, we talk about how expensive drugs are. Amazon buys stuff in giant quantities. Could they actually, if they sell hundreds of thousands or millions of prescriptions, could they actually help drive down the price of drugs by having a better negotiation with the drug companies?
Well, there are a couple of ways they could do that, yes. First of all, Amazon is all about disrupting businesses, existing industries where they decide to target their efforts to enter and try to grab market share and do that, of course, in a big way. So they could disrupt the existing business models simply by bulking up over time and leveraging their clout at that point to try to get better deals for the medicines that they would sell, presumably online. Although they just bought Whole Foods, so maybe they get into brick-and-mortar pharmacy at some point, too. But just by pure old-fashioned clout, they could do that. And certainly they have different resources, not just financial, but in terms of data, which is another way they could actually go ahead and change things around, because their ability to fine-tune data would give them more, presumably more leverage when it comes to negotiating with drug makers and with health plans that then, of course, would be purchasing the medicines.
So what's the downside, the possible downside of this?
Well, if you're a consumer, there may not be any downside initially, because if you have a big player that, or you have a big company that wants to become a big player in this market, there's the possibility that you would see better prices down the road. Wall Street analysts recently did a survey and found that 5 in 10 U.S. adults said they would use or would probably use an Amazon pharmacy. Mm. The expectation is based on a perception that Amazon will get them a better deal than they're getting now. Now, if you're one of the existing behind-the-scenes players, which is known as a pharmacy benefit manager, that's a different role than selling medicines either by mail order or through a local drugstore. You're behind the scenes negotiating with the drug company for a good deal, and you're helping this pharmacy benefit manager is helping set the list of preferred drugs for insurance coverage. Well, if Amazon gets into that business too, well, then they have the possibility of disrupting a whole set of ways of doing business that right now, by the way, are under attack increasingly across the country and in Washington.
I have to interrupt, Ed. We've run out of time. I want to thank you for taking time to be with us today. Ed Silverman is a senior writer and Pharmalot columnist at Stat News.